This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to this week's show. Ahead, we'll have a recap of the Subway Super Series two-game set, Team WHL taking on the Russian Selects. As well, former five-year WHLer Jordan Hickmott has been named the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month. We'll roll back the clock with him and take a look at his hot start with the Alberta Golden Bears. And the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Kelowna Rockets forward Rourke Chartier. He'll be our guest. Well, the Russian Selects snagging a pair of wins over Team WHL at the Subway Super Series in Saskatoon. Team WHL and the Russian Selects were tied 2-2 through regulation and then needed an 11-round shootout before the Russians emerged with the win. The next night in Brandon, the Russians continued with strong goaltending, holding on for a 3-2 victory. Now, Victoria Royals defenseman Joe Hickett scored in the loss and afterwards gave credit to the Russian team.
Yeah, they're a tough team, and anytime you get a chance to play the Russians, they're going to play their style, and they're going to play hard. And the Canada-Russia rivalry has kind of grown since, you know, what I remember is, you know, the 72 series being, you know, told. And disappointing to get, you know, two losses here, but, you know, I had a great experience, and I think we learned a lot moving forward.
As for what the rest of the CHL can expect as the series plays out?
I think that they're the most physical European team, and I think a lot of Canadians know that right now, but they come at you hard, and they're not going to back down from anything. I think you saw in the scrums in front of the net that, you know, they're not going to take anything, and just be prepared. It's a full 60 minutes against the Russian team, and you can't take them lightly.
Brandon Wheking forward Jace Howerlick played the second game on home ice. He feels they played well enough to win.
You know, I thought we played well. You know, we had a lot of shots. We directed traffic to the net, and, you know, their goalie played well for them, and, you know, the bounces weren't going our way, but, you know, I thought we played well overall.
Now, on the winning side was Wheat King's Russian import defenseman Ivan Provorov, one of the top draft-eligible skaters for the upcoming NHL entry draft.
It's always fun to play for a national team, and that's a good rivalry against Canada, so, yeah, we're pumped.
Players who made up Team WHL will now await a potential invite to Canada's World Junior Selection Camp.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
WHL's Canada West Graduate of the Month, Alberta Golden Bears forward Jordan Hickmott. Hickmott had 12 goals and 6 assists in 9 games over September and October, leading the number 1-ranked Golden Bears to a perfect 9-0 start and first place in the conference. The fourth-year physical education and recreation major played 5 seasons in the WHL from 2006 to 2011 in Medicine Hat, Prince Albert, and Edmonton. And he's having a great time as a student athlete.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like you said, our team's pretty much all ex-WHL players. But it's fun. You don't really get to know a whole lot of the guys playing against them. You just get to battle them. For some of the guys, we play against each other for 5 years, and then you come here, and it's pretty nice to get to play with some of the guys. It's funny. There's probably 5 or 6 guys on the team who have fought each other at one point in the WHL careers, and then we all come together now. So it's a good time for sure.
You played 5 seasons in the Western Hockey League. Jordan started in Medicine Hat, Prince Albert, finished off in Edmonton, and you're really taking full advantage of that WHL scholarship program. What has it meant for you after your WHL playing days?
Well, it's an awesome program. I mean, can't say enough about it. Like you said, I played 5 years. You have 5 years of CIS eligibility, so it works out perfectly for me. I'll be back for my 5th year next year here at U of A. And I mean, it's awesome. It means a lot to, you know, yourself and your family. You know, I know my parents are obviously pretty pleased that I get everything paid for school from the WHL, and it's just really nice because, you know, obviously everybody's dream is to go on to the NHL, but obviously that's not possible for everybody, and it's a really good program that they have for guys to fall back on. And I mean, a lot of people in my classes that I've taken classes with are in, you know, they got student debts over their head and taking out student loans and everything, and you know, it's pretty nice for us to be able to keep playing hockey at a high level, but also getting that schooling and that degree paid for. It's I can't say enough about it. It's pretty awesome what they do.
your 5 years in the league. We mentioned medicine at Prince Albert Edmonton. Looking back now, what was that time like for you in the league from 2006 to 2011?
Oh, it was awesome. It seems like a long time ago now, and obviously from my 16-year-old year it was, but I got to play with some great players. My first year there in Medicine Hat, we won the WHL championship. We lost to Vancouver in the Mem Cup final, but that was awesome just to be around some of those guys that were on that team. There's lots of NHL players now from that 2007 team. Prince Albert was a good place to play. And Edmonton especially, they just treat you like gold in Edmonton. And, you know, it opened a lot of doors for me. I got to go to pro camp from there. I got to get a good feel for the U of A, and that's pretty much what made my decision to come to U of A. It was how well I was treated here in Edmonton, and I just want to keep my ties close to Oil Kings. And it's a fun league to play in, and I got to see pretty much all of Western Canada, especially playing for three different teams. So that was another positive there, too.
We've seen here, Jordan, players finish up their degree. Like you said, you're heading back to your fifth year of physical education next season to complete things, and then afterwards take a shot at pro hockey. Is that something on your radar still looking at?
Yeah, it's definitely one of my goals. Like I said earlier, I just want to keep improving every year that I came to U of A, and feel like I've done that. I've become more mature as a player, and I definitely would like to, you know, experience some pro hockey when I'm done. My goal is either to go over to Europe and play, or if I could get an AHL contract or something like that over here, that'd be awesome too. I know a lot of guys, ex-Golden Bears, are over in Europe playing. They're having a great time over there, so that'd be pretty cool to get to play hockey and travel a little bit, see the world a little bit. And so I'll see. Not too, focusing too much on that right now, but I know next year when it comes towards the end of the year for my fifth year, I'll be thinking about a lot more and exploring my options a lot more when the time comes.
Well, Jordan, 5 years in the WHL, on year four there at the University of Alberta, a degree in hand next year and potentially some pro hockey. I'd say well played so far. Best of luck there with the Golden Bears this season and then moving on in your career. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kelowna Rockets forward Rourke Chartier is red hot. He is the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, caught up with him.
Rourke Chartier is the WHL Player of the Week. Last week, three victories and 8 points, plus six rating over that period. Take me back to that week, Sharch. Was it anything unusual? Were you just in the zone, or what happened?
No, I think things have been going well lately, even in past weeks. And I'm playing with Nick and Tyrell here, and things have been going pretty good for us. So, I mean, it could have been Nick, it could have been anyone, but it's kind of a nice accomplishment, but same time, we're just going to try to keep going here.
You're shooting the puck a lot more. It looks like when it's on your stick, you're getting rid of it rather than maybe passing the puck.
Yeah, I think I've been shooting a little more this year for sure. It's something that actually we talked about in San Jose a little bit, and playing with Nick, he's not really the shooter. He likes to pass a lot, so I mean, someone's got to shoot it, but if you get the odds are, I guess, when you're getting pucks on that, they're going to go in. So, for sure, I've been shooting a little more this year.
Okay, rewind a little bit. San Jose told you to shoot the puck more. Did they think you were passing up good shooting opportunities?
Well, that's just actually more, a philosophy of theirs overall. I mean, you look at guys like Joe Pavelski, and he's a good shooter, and he's been finding the net a lot in the last couple of years. And, I mean, more of just a philosophy, but I mean, I think with anyone, you're going to find you're going to score more goals when you shoot the puck.
I'm just wondering, as a young guy breaking into the WHL when you were 16 and 17, do you feel almost the obligation to pass the puck more than shoot it?
I mean, at times you can find that when you're playing with guys, you want to try to get on the puck, but I think if you can try to stay away from that, I mean, that's when you're going to have success. When you're trying to make force plays to guys, sometimes you're not making the best play.
Yeah, Tyrell Goldberg, an integral part of that line. What does he do for you? How does he enable you to get the puck in the back of the net?
Well, when Tyrell's going, I mean, he's skating and he's pressuring guys. He's turning pucks over, and he puts fear in opponents overall, right? Like, I mean, guys are a lot less likely to take liberties with him out there. And I mean, when he's at his game, he's scoring too, and he's he's getting assists and stuff. So, no, for sure, we love having him out there. He opens up the ice for us.
You know, Sharks, I've noticed Nick Merkley receiving a lot of attention as of late. Guys are throwing more body on him. They're sticking him more. Are they doing the same thing to you, or do you anticipate that happening?
Yeah, I think lately a couple more teams have been trying to, focus a little more on us. But, with Golby out there, he settles some of that stuff down. But, that's going to happen when you find success. And I guess hopefully nothing too bad happens.
Exactly. Your team, though, on a big-time roll. What's it like right now? You guys are in first place in the WHL overall standings. How easy is it to come to the rink every day?
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And, that's one of the main things we have going right now is we're just having fun night in and night out, enjoying what we like to do. And it makes things a lot easier.
Congratulations on the WHL Player of the Week.
Thanks.
Hey, that's the show. I want to say thanks to our guests as well. Thanks to Regan in Kelowna for his help this week. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.